So, what now is the question? Interesting as we move forward, Jennifer. 6-7, actually almost 8 past the hour. Good day program for Thursday, the 7th. What is this? It's too bad it isn't something that ends with the 7. It's 7-7-7. It was 7-7-7.
At some point.
Four years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not today, however. Jennifer Horn and Doug Ritchie, the focus on this trial, the outcome of the trial, your poll results from yesterday at DougStephan.com, your reaction to the verdict. The verdict, you're saying. What verdict?
The verdict.
Verdict. 41% of you said it was an outrage. Casey Anthony's getting away with murder. 25% of you said it was the jury. It's really a case of the jury and what it could or couldn't do. Prosecution did not prove its case. You're hearing more and more of that. Jennifer, 24% of those who responded at DougStephan.com said it's hard to say since we don't have all the information ourselves. 8% said, who is Casey Anthony? And 2% said, it was right, she's innocent. So I don't find many people. Because it's kind of like on The Millionaire when the contestant goes to the audience.
They pull the audience.
They pull the audience. And 73% say it's this. And the audience is wrong. Yet the person, the contestant, is there. She picks what the audience basically thinks in the... And the audience is wrong. Here's my theory on this. I have developed a theory now.
Oh, okay.
As it relates to this and other problems that we have in America. See if this registers. Maybe you'll do a little of this. You can put the... I'll encapsulate it as quickly as I can and as well and succinctly as I can so that we put it up on Facebook and have people think this through. For me... This is another example of the decline in America of the people who are supposedly, you and me, we're in charge. This is our country. We have representative government that is supposed to be a reflection of us. The system is supposed to reflect our values, our feelings, our standards, our mores. But this circumstance, the decline of American values has led us to try with abandon often to get out of serving on a jury. We have a duty as Americans to understand and help make our country and this system work on all levels. But we don't. We seem not to want to. We take great pride in telling our friends, hey, I got out of jury duty today and here's how I did it. Or
right,
in passing along, I get out of jury duty. We don't take it seriously.
My wife just got her notice 2 days ago.
What excuse have you used? 800-510-8255. What excuse have you used or has a friend or relative of yours used to get out of jury duty? We've all...
I mean, people that would just throw out their notices.
Yeah, and then, well, you remember what happened to me. I got arrested because the implication was that I had not served on a jury. I had to prove that I had. Not only had I served on a jury, I was the foreman of the jury. And because of mishandling by the state of information from the jury pool or the county or whoever it is, I went down the road in handcuffs in the back of a police cruiser. But that didn't
because
turn me off to the system.
Something with your, it was tied to your registration of your vehicle or something like that, right? And you got a moving violation.
Yeah.
Then they looked into your thing and said, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
His
right.
license has been revoked because he didn't serve jury duty.
Right. In 1987.
right.
Yeah, that was
where,
20.
And where you had just served jury duty.
I'd just been the foreman of a jury.
Right, like within the past couple of years of this.
Yeah, it was even, I think it was more recently than that, Richard. I had a plaque that proved it. I had to bring that to court and show it to the judge. The judge said, this is ridiculous. Why are you here? All right, but this is not about me. Right. I want to go back to understanding the system. We don't want to serve on juries because it's not what we want to do. We don't want to vote because we're too busy. We don't want to put on a uniform and serve our country in some way because it isn't what I want to do. And how many other things can you go through that you and others have avoided that are really your responsibility if you want to take advantage of what we have created here? The collective good is served by us all serving, not just in one or two instances, but whenever we are asked. It ought to be a part of the American psyche. It ought to be built into us. As parents, we ought to teach our children. I remember talking to my daughter about the jury system and serving. She was brought in to serve, and she said the people that were on the jury with her, how do I say this tactfully, were not that intelligent.
They're stupid.
They don't test you for intelligence.
No, but wait a minute. When's the last time you saw a famous politician, a famous sports figure, a famous news anchor, or an actor, anybody prominent on a jury? When's the last time you saw that? And if it does take place,
it doesn't happen.
It does happen, but not very much. Right? Mm-hmm. The average person who runs a company.
You know who likes sitting on juries?
Who?
Retirees.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. But under the circumstances,
because
now look
not
at the
all
people on the
bodies.
O.J. jury. If you want to go back to those people, were pretty moronic, too.
But you know what, though? It's a jury of your peers.
I don't know that if that's the case, then we are doomed.
What are you talking about?
Because the people who serve on juries are not a well-represented. They're all pretty much from the same economic stratum.
Are you saying
that
only the dumb people can't get out of jury duty?
I think those
are the ones that are left.
I don't want to use the term dumb, but I think the less creative of us who don't have a way of getting out are the ones who serve on juries.
I think that's ridiculous because I serve every time I'm called. And you know why I do it?
You're the exception.
Because I hate it and I could try to get out of
it. I'm the exception. Rich is the exception.
But I love it.
I enjoyed when I was on the jury. I've been on, I think, three juries in my life.
Although I loved it. It was interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see how the system works. But I'm telling you, I think the average person is not on jury.
You know what I learned when I sat on my jury duty?
What?
It was one day.
Yeah.
And the lawyers negotiated everything out. We just sat there
and watched
a couple hours.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, you're free to go. Thank
what
you.
I learned is works. That it totally ticks me off when people use our courts and they can't speak English. Because
but you
on
see,
the trial that I sat on,
we are not the the exception. We are not the rule. I think you would find that people of intelligence or of substance more often than not try to skirt, whether they're successful or not. But this wasn't, and especially, I mean, unless if it is a jury of our peers, then this country really has defaulted in some respects, because I don't, I mean, I listened to this lady, the interview. I don't think she was a bad woman. I thought that she took her job seriously and that it was a sad reality when you get right down to brass tacks. The name Jennifer Ford, one of the jurors. Let's see, some of the other.
She's an alternate, right?
No. The alternate was a guy named
Robert Fuller.
Robert.
Oh, okay.
Robert. But at any rate, I just, more to the point of my point, and that is taking our job as Americans seriously. Again, how many of you vote in primaries? 14%, 15%? Yeah, you do, Jennifer, and Rich does, and I do, but we are not the majority.
Right.
We are not we are the few, not the many. And that's true with juries. It's true with serving in uniform. It is part of this thing in America that, you know what, let somebody else do it. And that's part of why this all doesn't work as well as it used to, because we don't take it seriously. We let other people do it. And I think that's a problem. And that's what's reflective in here. I don't think it's the jury's fault at all. In this case, the Casey Anthony thing, I do not think the jury did anything other than what it appeared they were supposed to do, given how badly the information. And remember now, I'm a latecomer.
They did what they were supposed to do.
I'm a latecomer to this. I'm really just looking at this the last 3-4 days, because the whole idea of talking about this on this program I found so abhorrent, talking about the circumstances, I didn't want it to be part of what we talked about, so I ignored it. I stayed away from it until this. You cannot avoid it now. There isn't anybody in this country who's not talking about this whole thing. I mean, look, only 2% of the people in our poll said she was innocent. Only 8% didn't know who Casey Anthony is. That's pretty amazing when you consider. You know, so 90% are engaged in this, 92% of the people are engaged in this thing one way or another. It's astounding that many people have taken interest in this. And the fact, the other thing that I find distracting here is that so many people are attacking the jurors. The jurors did what they were instructed to do by the judge.
They absolutely did it.
They did exactly.
And even though I'm not happy with the verdict, I don't fault them at all.
The jury's fault.
What they had to do.
There was a reasonable doubt.
Right. It's the other part of the system that didn't work. So here's what I'm saying. In this case, the jury, I'm not finding fault with the jury here and its makeup. I'm just saying that I'm drawing a conclusion more because I was listening to some people yesterday in New York talk about all that. It really troubled me. I sat around. I went to two or three different meetings yesterday around the big, you know, the big corporate meeting rooms and the big long table. And people are talking about this. And then it got off in one of the conversations, the jury duty. And these people were so proud that they'd gotten off for whatever the reason. And I just think that's a wrong-headed way of understanding our obligation as it is, our obligation to vote, to know about the candidates, because they represent your future, the service of our men and women, if it's not in uniform, some kind of service to our country. That's the kind of stuff that keeps you healthy. It keeps you understanding of what the circumstances are that makes us what we are and who we are. The jury system is a very important part of the health or lack thereof of our country. So anyway, it's worth thinking about, and you're certainly invited. If you want to put that up on Facebook, Jennifer, somehow, it's pretty wordy. I said I was going to make it short. It took me about 4 minutes to get here. 800-510-8255. It isn't about me being right or wrong. It's just about, like, thinking this all through as to what our makeup is and whether you think what I've said has value, may or may not be important to you, but just think it through for a bit, if you don't mind. 19 after on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Sean Donovan, Secretary of HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a new program that offers unemployed homeowners up to $50,000 in mortgage assistance, but you must act quickly. Get more information at findehlp.org or call 855-FIND-EHLP. That's findehlp.org or call 855-346-3345. You must act quickly.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
A lot of people won't have sex on Friday the 13th.
I won't have sex on Friday the 13th. I can guarantee you. Unless something really, really good happens this afternoon.
Those pain pills are kicking in, aren't they?
Jennifer, a bad back and a few other problems, obviously.
Perhaps you'd like to be alone with your rapidly deteriorating mental condition.
Join the party. Doug Stephens, good day.
In a stunning decision, Casey Anthony found not guilty, not guilty. I mean, most people thought she was guilty. Even the prosecution thought it was a slam dunk. You know what I think happened here? And this is, apparently, what happened was the O.J. jury retired and moved to Florida. You see, amazing. This is their first time back. I mean, when they read the verdict, not guilty, even Casey Anthony went, what? I'm not? What?
All right. 24 and change after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington as we reflect on the state of our system, the jury system. What are you hearing people say about the case? 800-510-8255. So what on Facebook are people, what's our thread, Jen? By the way, the name of the alternate juror was Russell Hulker, Richie, H-U-E-L-K-E-R.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
Hulka,
yeah, right, exactly. So what do you, did you see the fight O'Reilly and Geraldo Rivera get into?
Oh, they love to dig at each other.
This?
Yeah, Geraldo,
Well,
Geraldo's a lawyer, so he's got that, you know, that kind of thing about
him. He has that thing, you're right.
He has that thing about him. F. Lee Bailey had one of his, he's from Florida, his office is in Florida, one of his investigators worked on this case. And apparently, there are a lot of people. Now the state says it's going to go after her because they don't want her making any money on this, which would be kind of interesting. How do they prohibit
didn't somebody keep...
Well, I guess you have to go to jail before they keep you. They can keep you from not making money if you're in jail. I know that happened in a couple of cases recently. But what they're saying is this case cost them so much to prosecute, they want her to pay for it.
Hmm.
No, I can't do that either.
Yeah, I don't know if they can do that.
You lost. You lost.
Can you imagine?
You're the one who brought charges against her, and you lost. Yeah. You can't make her pay for it.
Take it out of your pay. 800-510-8255. Alice in El Cerrito, California. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Doug, I just love your show, I agreed with everything you said about
you.
The jury system.
You're a great human being if you agree with everything I say.
I do.
Yes.
Whenever I listen to you and I hear your opinion on politics or anything, I'm with you.
See that, Richie? That's right. Thank you.
You're right.
All right.
You're the one.
Yeah. All right. So more importantly, more than my opinion, what's yours on this, Alice?
Well, as I told Richie, I guess it was, that I was so emotional that now I'm kind of dumb. But anyway, I don't believe that baby died in the pool. I don't believe she drowned. I believe something happened at home with mom and child. The baby had a tantrum or something like that, and she couldn't shut her up. She put the duct tape over her mouth to quiet her.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, the burden of proof. How are you going to have burden of proof with that? Something that's private in the house, and the mother accidentally kills her child, and she puts her in a panics, puts her in a bag. Her father didn't have anything to do with this. He's a professional. He was a cop. He knows better than to throw a bag into the brush. You know what I'm saying? Or that as the baby.
So are you saying that putting the duct tape on was an accident?
I'd say putting the duct tape on her was to shut her up. The baby's having a tantrum. The mother can't keep her quiet. I know my kids have had tantrums. I've spanked them real hard.
Yeah, but did you ever think of putting duct tape on their mouth and nose?
Of course not. That wouldn't enter my mind. But who else is going to do it? Her father didn't do it. Her mother didn't do it. She doesn't have a boyfriend in the picture that did it. She did it to shut her child up.
Yeah.
And she accidentally kills her, smothers her.
You know,
I don't know where the chloroform comes in. But as far as the burden of proof, how are you going to have burden of proof with something that happened behind somebody's doors alone with her mother and child?
I'm thinking of JonBenet Ramsey at the moment. I just sort of flashed back to that whole thing with that family and what might have happened to that girl, and nobody ever really figured it out. There were all kinds of speculative people for years and years have been speculating that it was the mother, the father, whoever, the brother.
Now the father's dead.
Yeah. Right, and so it's probably never going to know here, but it certainly looks like she was less than an innocent. The mother was less than an innocent bystander, and now it's all of the shenanigans, the antics, the media again all over this. Will she get $15 million to write a book about it? Will she be on everybody's talk show? Will she be in some reality show? My God, that all is part of the system. In this crazy, wonderful country of ours. Alice, thank you very much for taking time to call. More of your calls and thoughts coming up here on the countdown. Oops, this isn't the countdown. This is whatever the program is. It's 29 past the hour.
Do you want a credit card, but current or past credit problems are holding you back? Then you need to get the Classic Black Secured Visa Card by going to thebestsecuredcard.com. This is a secured card backed by your deposit at Public Savings Bank, an FDIC-insured bank. Your credit, income, and employment status are not considered in your approval. You can get a Black Classic Secured Visa Card right now at thebestsecuredcard.com. Take advantage of the special introductory 0% APR for the first 6 months on purchases with no monthly or annual fees. Every penny of your deposit is FDIC insured by the federal government, so there's absolutely no risk to you. This card will enable you to establish or rebuild your credit, and you'll be able to shop, travel, and live like you want to live. Simply log on to thebestsecuredcard.com right now so you can have a Classic Black Secured Visa Card on its way to you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardSuits.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardSuits.com. www.HardSuits.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug and Richie and Jennifer with the Good Day program and our continuing thoughts on Casey Anthony, Kaylee Anthony, Father Anthony, Mother Anthony, the system, the jurors, the issues, 800-510-8255, the verdict and the difficulty we have with understanding our responsibility for jury duty. I say this in a collective way, finding a way to get out. You know as well as I do. If you haven't done it, you know people who have done it. And you also know people who haven't voted, right? Vote doesn't count.
Drives me nuts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing.
That is probably my biggest pet peeve when people don't take the time.
It is the same thing, Jennifer. The same thing.
Yeah,
it's the same attitude.
Right.
I'm entitled.
There's a talk host that I won't mention who doesn't vote.
Can I guess?
No.
Somebody well-known? I mean, national?
No.
Local?
No. I mean, you know him for sure.
Yeah.
But the guy used to get
tell
in
me
all
so the
debates.
Next time I see him, I can trip him when he's going up the stairs.
Let's put it this way. He used to work here. Now he doesn't.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's this middle. Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah. So, and I used to go.
Hang him up by his beard.
How can you? Yes. I used to say, how can you sit out there and just talk about all this stuff and not go pull the trigger?
Yeah.
You know, when it's your duty, it's your responsibility.
That's what he's about. It's all about him.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't get you, which is why you're never going to be successful.
Right, and he's not.
No.
Okay, 800-510-8255. Weldon listening to one of our favorite stations, The Jet, in northern Florida. Hi, Weldon.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning to you, sir. What is it that's going through your mind? This took place about 100 miles south of you. Lots of people in Florida, as with folks everywhere else, kind of worked up about this. So what's your read?
Well, my personal opinion is, based on what I've heard, is that Casey Anthony didn't murder that little girl.
Did not.
Okay.
She did murder.
Did murder. Okay.
Yep. She did.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, one thing, too, I vote every time I get a chance. And as far as I'm concerned, any person who's legally eligible to vote that won't vote, they should just keep their mouth shut.
Well, they aren't really good Americans, frankly. If you're not voting to help the system figure itself out, you are a problem. You are not a good American. If you do not vote, you are not a good American.
I agree. Now, as far as our legal system here in Florida, I've been called up I've received jury summons for about a dozen times in my life, but I was never actually served on a jury.
Because?
The one case where I was actually sworn in, it was a child molestation case, and then before it actually went to trial, the defendant took a plea bargain to spare his victim from having to get on the stand.
Yeah.
But my experience in the courtroom going through the jury selection process is that most attorneys I've seen don't want, not really looking for intelligent,
you're looking for people they can manipulate.
That's it.
Yeah.
And
you may be right.
And we also have to think about the long-term trials, because I don't know about you guys, but every time I've gone to jury duty, I've always been asked if my employer pays for jury time and that sort of thing. These people on the trial must either have county or city or government jobs, or because they get paid for jury duty, or they could be somehow stay-at-home something or others, although if they were moms, because eight of them were females, if they were moms, they probably would be not put on this trial because they were caretakers. So it's kind of interesting to think about who these people are, and I don't know how that affects things. Does that make any sense at all? Like, where do they come from? What's their walk of life? They've got to be government workers. They have to be.
Yeah. Maybe that's the way it's read by some. But that's because this thing has been, we've allowed the system to get manipulated by those who we think are better than we. That's the only way you can look at it. These people are better than, so they can get out of the service. And that goes for wearing a uniform. It goes for voting. It goes for, how many other responsibilities do we have? What civic duties do we have that we perform gleefully? That we perform willfully, that we perform happily. What civic responsibilities do we have? Think about it. What are your you only have a few responsibilities anyway. As an American citizen, not a lot is asked of you. You complain about paying your taxes. There's a certain justification to that because you've allowed the system to get to be so bloated that people overcharge you and all of us for their services. The fact that a congressman, I just saw this with respect to Wiener, he gets 80%, he's gone from the Senate, from the Congress, he gets 80% of his pay for the rest of his life, he gets full medical care for the rest of his life, no matter what. If he had served 1 year and 1 month, you're in for 2 years at a time, any congressman or woman who has served for 1 year and 1 month is entitled to 80% of their pay and full medical for the rest of their lives, no matter what else happens.
Mm.
So if you're making the average congressman, I think $134,000 is what they pay, congressman. So 80% of that for the rest of your life, if you serve 1 year and 1 month, that's it. So Wiener doesn't have to do anything. He resigns, retires, whatever. He still gets 80% of his pay.
Mm.
And how many others in that same circumstance are there? And that's really not in the public interest. The people who are there ought to be working and serving in the public interest. But does my question here, does it trickle down to the point where it is we're not expecting anything, but we want to serve because it's good for all of us if we serve? It's good for the country. I think that's the approach we should be taking on all of this stuff. The problem is we have so many people who come into this country who don't understand the nature of the country. They don't even speak the language. They want to take advantage. And we have willing participants who are in charge that want their vote and give them the opportunity to come here and suck off of the public you-know-what. And those of us who are here that do not vote, that do not serve, are guilty of the same things. And I think that's part of what we are teaching our kids in school. We have we've disgracefully let the school system fall into this morass where we don't teach our students about the history of our country, the civics lessons of how the system works. How do you know how to do... I'll guarantee you that there are people who have come into this country. I know of people who come to this country because I live in a town where there are lots of Brazilians. They know exactly how to work the system. They go to church on Sunday, and instead of having the morning lesson, they are taught how to do this, that, and the other thing in order to take advantage of the system as it is. And it's everything, excuse me, from lead paint to medical circumstances that present themselves. They know how to use the system. And we just let them. We do. I don't know, it's just sad. I don't know whether to laugh or cry about it.
Right. I mean, we've definitely turned a corner in the last couple of decades where everybody expects something to be given to them.
Get it while you can.
Yep.
800-510-8255. Anyway, the Kaylee death, an accident? Is it? Something snowballed out of control? That seemed to ring true, that argument with the jurors, for sure. All the testimony regarding the family and how dysfunctional it was. I still, again, remember, I've only been into this for 4 days. So I have not studied it. I looked at it and I was disgusted by it at the beginning and I just turned it off and decided we weren't going to have a conversation about it here. But now it's hard to get away from it.
And it opens up so many other questions.
It sure does. You're right about that. Yeah. The witnesses, the thing, the car reeked of death. The mother said that.
Yep.
And what they smelled. And what does this woman think of that? Nobody's. I mean, how smart is she? Some people think she's very smart because she got away with it. But is she really? I mean, she throws the kid in the back of the car. And doesn't expect anybody...
That tells me there's a little hint of insanity there, because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you not think that? I mean...
Yeah.
Right. Now, isn't the definition, by the way, of insanity, in terms of... I've always said anybody who kills another human being is, by definition, insane. Because people who are right-minded, whether it's at the moment or just in general, you don't kill somebody else unless you are out of your mind. Even if you're a hired killer, people who do that, how do you have? And then people come back to me and say, "Well, how do you explain men and women who are in service who are taught to kill because they're doing it to protect our country?" I don't know. I don't know that I have an answer to that. I think we breed stuff into some people, and some people just have it naturally. But I think it's a tough thing.
I think there are accidents, unfortunate situations.
What, when somebody sticks a knife into somebody else?
No.
Shoots somebody else?
No.
Well, what do you mean?
Involuntary manslaughter with a vehicle. I accidentally turned left and...
Yeah, yeah, oh, okay. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody who takes a definitive action with a gun or a weapon of some sort. Even, you hear the stories about Billy Bulger and him running over some of his victims and taking pleasure in doing that. Everybody knows the Whitey Bulger. Here's another example, by the way, if I may for a moment. Here's another example of the system. You've all heard about the Whitey Bulger case. Here is a New England gang guy, an Irish mobster, who kills dozens of people and takes the system for a ride. He has millions of dollars, and now he wants a public defender. This guy is in court in Boston. He asked the judge to consider who ought to pick up the tab. They found $880,000 cash in his apartment in Los Angeles, and they take it from him, and now he says, "I don't have any money," when, in fact, it's obvious he has foreign bank accounts everywhere.
Right, but he knows that there's no way to tap
them. He knows the system. He understands, Richie, the system. The system will have to defend him
but
from the
kind
charges
of
made by the system.
Will he get?
He will get because of who he is.
He will surely go to jail.
Somebody, I'm not sure that he will go to jail, actually. I think he can throw enough stuff into the wind here to confuse people. He's charged with racketeering, with murder, with tax evasion. And the list just goes on and on.
Yeah, it's like
Al Capone.
Right.
And they didn't get Al Capone on anything except tax evasion.
Yeah, he could spend millions in defense.
Yeah. So why should he? The system will pay for it. He knows the system.
But he'll go
to
jail.
And if he is guilty, he'll get a chance to...
He's 81 years old, Richie. This thing could go on for years and years and years. But the point I'm making here is...
But they're not going to let him out.
Of jail?
Yeah.
They let his girlfriend out.
Yeah, but they're not going to let him out.
I doubt that they will let him out.
He will sit there and wait and wait and wait.
Yeah. But he maybe doesn't, I'm reading into this, he doesn't really care.
Yeah.
He kind of wants to play the system now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But again, this is an example of how we have built a system to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Guilty? No. Innocent until proven guilty. And yet, when you confront an officer who's just got you with a radar gun doing 65 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone...
You're guilty.
As far as he's concerned, you're guilty before you go through any of the system. So, again, we are not perfect beings.
Or a red light camera.
Perfect. Oh, my God. Did you see, by the way, the story we have at DougStephan.com today, there is a huge debate. We'll have to talk about this over traffic cameras now heating up. As a matter of fact, our poll today at DougStephan.com has a question about your thoughts regarding traffic cameras. You might want to check that out at DougStephan.com. Something else you ought to check out at DougStephan.com, you'll see that nice blue, that bright blue box just below, I think, Charlotte's picture at DougStephan.com. You click on that and you get a free salon pause patch that you can put on the aches, the pains, the things on your body that hurt because you have arthritis. You have muscle pain. This will definitely help you out. It is not a pill. It's a salon pause pain relief patch. Pain relief patch. Clinically, it is. Or not. A clinically proven pain fighting patch. Two powerful medicines that go to work right away at the site of your pain for 12 hours of relief. Long lasting relief. You don't believe it's too good to be true, yada, yada, that's what you're saying. So just go to DougStephan.com, click on the Salon Pause button there, and get your free Salon Pause patch. Try it. You'll see that I'm right.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Sight is valued as the most important of the five senses, yet Americans spend surprisingly little time thinking about their eyes, and many don't take the necessary steps to keep their eyes healthy. Now, to provide families with a bit more focus, comes Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones from AccuView brand contact lenses, a new radio program devoted to educating and improving the eye health of Americans. Hosted by health blogger Dr. Val Jones, the show offers timely and relevant information and resources to help listeners manage their eye health. Dr. Jones is joined by leading experts from around the country, such as Dr. Colleen Riley, who shares some new research about the not-so-healthy habits of contact lens wearers.
Our research showed about 50% of the patients don't wash their hands thoroughly before they put in a lens in their eye.
Free podcasts can be found in the iTunes store and at blogtalkradio.com/healthyvision. I'm Lynn Thompson. Dr. Jones is a paid consultant for Vistacon. Dr. Riley is employed by Vistacon. AccuView and Healthy Vision are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Inc.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Thursday already. And as happens every day at this time, our focus on how to make your life better with the technology, looking at some of the things. Facebook recently announcing a partnership with Skype that lets you make video calls from within Facebook. That's pretty amazing.
That's fun.
It is. Mm-hmm. Have you heard, Jennifer, about reputation management?
Reputation. No, should I be managing my reputation, sir?
Well, here's how that's going to... Well, I'm not going to tell. I was reading on the train last night coming back about this, but Alex Goldfain, who's really the expert, he's our technology tailor, as you know, he'll explain reputation management for you to understand how it might work for you in just a second here on Good Day.
Spend less and get more during the Buy One, Get One Free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, you'll find great Buy One, Get One Free offers on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right. And with O'Reilly's everyday low prices, when you buy one and get one free, you save even more. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
A new study by the Pew Research Center finds that a surprisingly high 57% of adult internet users have looked up their names in a search engine. This is up from 47% in 2006, the last time Pew looked at this issue. And get this, young adults who everybody thinks don't care about what's connected to them on social media check their online reputation at a rate of 71%. That's what it's called now, reputation management. That's fancy wording for knowing what's listed about you in search engines and social networks. Some more interesting numbers. 46% of internet users say they've searched online to find information about people from their past, and 38% have searched for the names of their friends. Interestingly, adults ages 18 to 29 take steps to protect their privacy online more than others. 71% of them change their privacy settings on social networks, but only 55% of older adults between the ages of 50 and 64 have done so. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Most of us think summer is a time for fun. Fun in the sun. Summertime. And the living is easy. But a lot of people may not realize that folks with diabetes need to take a few extra precautions to stay safe when the temperature goes up. So how about we listen to some helpful info from Brian Osich now.
As we head out this summer to the beach, backyard, or park, it's important to remember people with diabetes are at a greater risk for heat-related illnesses and may need extra precautions to stay safe. Dr. Deneen Voita, co-creator of United Health Group's Diabetes Prevention and Control Alliance.
Diabetes can actually impair a person's ability to sweat, which then makes it difficult to regulate body temperature. If you have diabetes, remember these simple tips. Wear plenty of sunblock and avoid extended sun exposure. Check blood sugar levels often and keep your medication in a cool, dry place. Drink plenty of water, especially when exercising, and steer clear of caffeinated and alcoholic drinks, which can be dehydrating. Look out for telltale signs of heat exhaustion or heat stroke, such as muscle cramps, dizziness, and nausea. And if you or someone you know experiences these symptoms, seek medical attention right away.
For more, visit unitedhealthgroup.com/diabetes. That's Healthcare Now from United Health Group.
All right, so here's a new report, Jennifer, that shows that spending on video games expected to exceed $74 billion this year. $74 billion. This is the new America. This is our new, this is where we make money. This is how we make money. In our country, the companies that are doing this sort of thing, American-based, even though the technology may be developed here, the games themselves are built somewhere else, Japan, China, like that. But the amount of money that's being spent on these video games, can you imagine? What does that do to the... In some circumstances, you can make a good argument that people who are being trained to, for example, fly the drones or even flying airplanes in combat seem to be learning a lot from... certain video games, but for the most part, at least the ones that we see, there are lots of violent games, lots of really horrible things, and you got to wonder what this is doing.
It's just no interaction, no personal interaction.
Right. It's all mechanical. Mm-hmm. It's really part of technology, the part that seems to be distracting. Food for thought here on Good Day. Well, we've had an interesting hour of conversation, have we not? Thanks to everybody's brain, which is now fully engaged, right? If you must go out upon the day, I charge you with making it a good day. 59 after the hour on the Good Day.